Test 63, Section 1, Question 4. This one is about electric bug zappers. And basically, what we are trying to do is resolve the discrepancy. And in this case, the discrepancy or the unusual thing about the recommendation is that even though bug zappers are really effective at killing off flying insects, pest control experts advise against their use, saying that it's better off to use birds or insecticide sprays. So we want to know why not use bug zappers when they are pretty effective at killing these pests. So something that will say don't use bug zappers is essentially what we are hoping for. Now, with this one, if we look at A, insect-eating birds will take up residence in any insect-rich area if they are provided with nesting boxes, food, and water. This doesn't really matter to us because it doesn't say why we should use them over a bug zapper when we know that bug zappers are effective. Bug zappers are less effective against mosquitoes, which are among more harmful insects, than they are against other harmful insects. Now, this one is tempting because it does give us a slight drawback to bug zappers, but it just says they're less effective against mosquitoes than against other harmful insects. But the fact of the matter is they would still be killing off both mosquitoes and other harmful insects, and so that wouldn't give us a reason not to use them. See, bug zappers use more electricity than to most standard outlet sources. We don't really care about electricity. But D, bug zappers kill many more beneficial insects and fewer harmful insects than do insect-eating birds and insecticide sprays. So that's going to say that bug zappers kill a lot of good bugs and not very many bad bugs, and definitely do it more so than the birds and insecticide sprays, which would make them a more effective remedy. So D is very good. Developers of certain new sprays claim they contain no chemicals that are harmful to humans, birds, or pets. That doesn't matter quite as much. It says, well, that's a good thing, but doesn't really say why we shouldn't use bug zappers. And so D is our best answer there.